99 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE live and local. We are glad to have you here on a Monday morning, the 24th of April. Plenty of sunshine right now and 39 degrees on our way to a 65 degree day. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Jackie Morris of Dynamic Discs, as this is Glass Blown Open Week. Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing all right. Feeling pretty comfortable and kind of the last minute prep leading into a huge week for you?
Yeah, I am definitely getting some final things done, but I've got a great team and I know there's just a lot of people who are excited to be in Emporia to play disc golf this week.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So how many players, Jackie, are we expecting here this weekend?
We have just over 500, and a lot of them are already in town. So not on the courses this week, playing our Flex Start C tiers.
So what courses will be in play here for the Glass Blown Open?
The Emporia Community Club, Peter Pan Park, Jones East, and Jones West. So we've got two courses back at Jones Park, and we're debuting those this weekend.
Is there going to be anything significantly different to the course layouts versus what, and I know this is for amateurs versus the pros, but is there going to be anything specifically that's different here that the disc golfers will have to face this time around?
Specifically at Jones Park or just in general?
In general.
In general, nothing super specific. Obviously, they're facing the course layouts, and then just good competition in town, but hopefully it's a good week for everyone.
Well, you mentioned over 500 coming into town. What will be the schedule? Do you have check-in, starting Thursday?
Yes, check-in is a Thursday at the Granada Theater. We're doing stamp your own disc at our distribution center for them, and then we have a player meeting that night. And then on Friday, competition starts, and there's lots of different flex starts and things like that going on. And then Saturday is the block party night, and Sunday will be the last day of competition.
Oh, for folks that are not too familiar with the block party, let's talk about that and kind of highlight that for a second. What's going to be coming up for that?
So the Glassblown Open block party, we partnered with Main Street. They always do an amazing job, just as you guys know. And it is a food truck festival and vendor village. So it's from 5 to 10 p.m. on Sunday. I'm sorry, Saturday. And if you're going to come down, come hungry and save room for lots of different things to try, because there's going to be a lot of food options. And then there will be disc golf vendors and then local Emporia vendors. We also have some kid activities, so I'm hoping people bring their families. The community members are more than welcome to join. Imaginarium and the Emporia Arts Council are doing some stuff for us.
Yeah, going to be a great night, that block party downtown Emporia, yeah, beginning at 5 and ending at 10. All kinds. You mentioned food trucks. They have a record number of food trucks that are slated to be downtown for the Glass Blown Open block party. Well, as we touched on, this is an amateur event, so how many divisions amateur-wise are we looking at here, Jackie?
Gosh, I think there's about, I didn't do a quick count before this, but I would say like 8 to 10 different divisions. There's four different pools, and could be 184 in each pool, and so we've got about 8 to 10 different divisions.
And I assume you have players coming in from all over the land, huh?
Yes, we do. Yesterday when I was at Peter Pan Park, I was talking to someone from Vegas. Pretty cool.
Nice. Now, with the rain that's in the forecast, I'm not going to ask for your thoughts here on just kind of how that affects the players, but I guess maybe how, with the potential rainfall, does that maybe affect your setup plans, or maybe even once the tournament officially begins here this week, getting through the weekend?
It does affect a little if, you know, we get into thunderstorms and things like that. Could be delay of play. As far as setup, we did try to do some prep as far putting mulch on the course and things like that. So fingers crossed it doesn't affect any of the play. Maybe hopefully it just happens at night. But we definitely are thinking about that and trying to plan just in case anything happens.
Well, we're, of course, accustomed to seeing amateurs here, but a lot of times we have the pros participating. But just because they're labeled amateur does not mean the quality of play will be bad. Is it? We got some good good talent out there, don't we?
Yes, we do. And these people, some of them, you know, have been playing for years. Some of this is their first A tier. But, yeah, the disc golf should still be very fun and entertaining to watch.
What about spectator-wise, Jackie? Is this going to be, is there admission to any of the courses? How's that going to work?
Nope, it is free to watch. Obviously, as long as people who are watching are following guards and not, you know, walking in front of them, and people are allowed to come out and see the action.
Are there going to be special, I guess, maybe seating arrangements at the different courses, or is it just basically park yourself where you would like to and enjoy the action?
The second. Park yourself and then walk out and enjoy the action, yeah.
Jackie, before we let you go, what really has you excited about GBO with this, whether it's, you know, the official tournament or the amateur side of things, or really anything else here that's got the public coming up here and the public involvement here this week?
What's really exciting is just kind of being able to bring this name back. I know it was such a tradition for Emporia. And then just being able to offer it to amateurs only this year, I've had some people say this is their first A tier and they're just really excited. And I just think it's a really cool thing that we're able to offer. And they love Emporia. They love coming here. They love the people in this town and their involvement. So I'm just really excited for everyone to see each other, hang out, play good disc golf, and enjoy all the extra activities happening.
Well, a lot of folks already in town for the Glass Blown Open that will officially play-wise begin on Friday, with check-in starting Thursday at the Granada Theater and the big, big, big block party on Commercial Street, and food truck party, I should say, too, event happening Saturday night. Well, Jackie, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck with all the activities here this week.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good week as well.
You too, Jackie. Too. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Jackie Morris of Dynamic Disc, the tournament director for the GBO, the Glass Blown Open, here this weekend.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker slots, which is 7:20 every weekday morning, give us a call at 620-342-1400, or you can always email us, kvwe@kvwe.com, to get on the schedule. Wednesday, Friday are currently open. Those could be full before the morning is out today. Tomorrow we'll have Brody Vandergrift joining us, talking about one of the big early May activities in Chase County. It's called Mitch Fest.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local, 7:30, 39 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
The traditional work week has been Monday through Friday with just 2 days to yourself. But Norfolk Iron and Metal is changing.